WRAR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And that was the end of Mr. Atavis, Sunrise Bender, Halloween edition, I imagine. And this is Friday Breakfast Blend. I'm Phil, here every Friday, giving you some more of the more that you need. And we're going to be doing a little bit of a scary song, songs that scare the crap out of you, or just basically evil in general. A lot of Lovecraft going to be going on tonight's time. I've become what I need to do. We're going to start off with Grave Robbers right here by Comets on Fire. We'll be right back.
Number nine, 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 number nine.
Standing still.
Upon the telegraph.
Number nine. Number.
doomed.
Watusi. The twist.
Eldorado.
Take this, brother. May it serve you well.
Maybe it's not
what?
There.
What?
Oh. Maybe even then.
Voices call out of thin air. Do you really care? Do you really care? There is no reason to be afraid. All of the bodies have been made to rest. Nobody passes the test of time, the long climb into thin air. Thin air. There is no What was felt, there is no trace, in words recited without a sound, by voices buried underground. There is no meaning to be found. Do you really care? There is no one there. There is no one there. No spirits without hope, but nobody passes the test of time. You stand in line, you have your place, that in the space of moments fall from again and again and again to not at all. From again and again and again to not at all. I do not feel the buried sounds of words that echo underground. A memory is a loaded gun, and I remember everyone. I remember everyone. I remember you. I remember.
Like you always wanted to be. You're alone, alone, alone. There is no one there. You're alone, alone, alone. There is no one there.
WRAR. That was Ghosts by the infamous No Means No from the Zero Plus Two Plus Two Equals One CD. Before that was a classic, The Beatles' Revelation 9, one of my scariest songs ever, I feel. And we started with Grave Robbers by Comets on Fire. Sponge HQ is the new home of the Hope Ginsburg Discipline Bending Project, situated on the third floor of the Anderson Gallery, 907 and a half West Franklin Street. Sponge HQ will generate workshops, events, performances. A Sponge HQ is open to the public on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 2 until 4 p.m. For more information or to schedule a visit, you may visit vcu.edu/arts/gallery. The Anderson Gallery is free and open to the public. You can check out my playlist as I post it at WRAR.org. This is the Friday Breakfast Blend, and I'm walking with a Shoggoth tonight. This morning. It's always night when it's the Breakfast Blend Lovecraft edition. Anyway, just in time for Halloween, here's a thematic bit for you. It's all about Innsmouth.
Look at ye. Kinda got them sharp reading eyes like Obed had.
What did the chief tell him?
Those Kanakis were sacrificing heaps of their young men and maidens to some kind of god things that lived under the sea. and getting all kinds of favor in return. They met the things on the little island with the queer runes, and it seems them awful pictures of frog, fish, monsters were supposed to be pictures of these things. They had all kinds of cities on the sea bottom, and this island was heaved up from there. Seemed there was some of them things alive in the stone buildings when the island come sudden to the surface. That's how the Kanakis got wind they was down there. Made sign talk as soon as they got over being scared and pieced up a bargain before long. Them things liked human sacrifices. Now, what they done with the victims ain't for me to say, but it was all right with the heathens because they'd been having a hard time and was desperate about everything. They give a certain number of their young folk to the sea things twice every year, regular as could be. Also gave a carved knick-knacks they made, and the things agreed to give in return was plenty of fish. They drug them from all over the sea and a few gold things now and then. The natives met the things on the little volcanic islet, going there in canoes with the sacrifices, etc., and bringing back any of the gold-like jewels as was coming to them. At first, the things didn't never go on to the main island, but after time, they come to want to. Seems they hankered after mixing with the folks and having ceremonies on the big days, May Eve and Halloween. You see, they was able to live both in and out of the water. Now, the Kanakis told them how folks from other islands might want to wipe them out if they got wind of their being there. But they says they don't care much because they could wipe out the whole brood of humans. When it come to mating with them toad-looking fishes, the Kanakis kind of barked. But finally, they learned something has put a new face on the matter. Seems that human folks has got a kind of relation to such water beasts. That everything alive come out of the water once and only needs a little change to go back again. Them things told the Kanakis that if they mixed bloods, they'd be children as would look human at first, but later turn more and more like the things till finally they take to the water and join the main lot of things down there.
Good God.
And this is the important part, young fella. Them as turned into fish things and went into the water wouldn't never die. Them things never die except they was killed violent. Now them islanders, they was all full of fish blood from the deep water things. When they got old and begun to show it, they was kept hid until they felt like taken to the water. Them as was born more like the things changed early, but them as was nearly human sometimes stayed on the island till they was past 70. And folks as had took to the water generally come back a good deal to visit, so a man would often be talking to his own 5 times great-grandfather who left the dry land a couple of 100 years or so before. Well, everybody got out of the idea of dying and simply looked forward to kind of change that wasn't a bit horrible after a while. They thought what they'd got was well worth all they had to give up. And I guess Obed kind of come to think the same himself. Malakia, he showed Obed a lot of the rites and incantations as had to do with the sea things, and let him see some of the folks in the village as had changed a lot from human shape. But he never would let him see one of the regular things from right out of the water.
Yeah.
If anybody looked ahead a couple of weeks later, when nothing had been thrown into the sea for that long.
What happened?
An awful night. I seen them. Hordes of them. Swarms of them all over the reef and swimming up the harbor into the Minoxidil. God, what happened in the streets of Innsmouth that night? They rattled our door, but Pa wouldn't open, and he climbed out the kitchen window with his musket to see what he could do. Mountains of the dead and dying, shots and screams, shouting in Old Square and Town Square, New Church Green, jail throat open, proclamation, treason. Called it the plague when folks come in and found half our people missing. Nobody left except them as would join in with Albert and them things or else keep quiet. Never heard of my Pa no more.
So there was no plague?
They just called it that. Everything cleaned up in the morning, but there were traces. Nobody kinda takes charge and says things is going to be changed. Others is gonna worship with us at meeting time, and certain houses have got to entertain guests. They wanted to mix like they done with the Kanakis, and he for one didn't feel bound to stop them. He says they bring us fish and treasure and should have what they hankered after.
We'd gone mad.
Far gone. Said nothing was to be different on the outside, only we was to keep shy of strangers if we knew what was good for us. We all had to take the oath of Dagon. Later on, there was second and third oaths for some of us. Them as it would help special would get special rewards, gold and such. No use barking, for there was millions of them down there. They'd rather not start rising, wiping out humankind, but if they was gave away and forced to, they could just do that. We didn't have them charms to cut them off like folks in the South Sea did. Yield enough sacrifices and savage knickknacks in harbourage and town when they wanted it, and they'd let well enough alone. Wouldn't bother no strangers as might bear tales outside. That is, without they got prying. All in the band of the faithful Order O' Dagon, and the children should never die, but go back to the mother Hydra and father Dagon, what we all come from once. Ea, Ea, Finglui, Miguinoth, Cthulhu, Rayleigh. Waganagal for talking.
These aren't real, Zadok. These are just stories, legends.
I was there. God, what I seen since I was 15 year old. Many, many Tigalili, you farson. Folks as was missing and them as killed themselves. Them as tried to tell the outsiders was all called crazy. But God, what I seen. They'd have killed me long ago for what I know. Only I took the first and second oaths of Dagon off of Hobart, so I was protected. But I wouldn't take the third oath. I die rather than take the third oath.
What was the third oath?
If you say so. Oh, yeah. That was Deity by Ministry in the Land of Rape and Honey from Sire Records many years ago. Before that was Fish People by Creeps on Candy, and we started with Mated by Lungfish. All very, very shadow over Innsmouth there. And you were listening to bits of the radio drama of Shadow over Innsmouth, and I hope you've appreciated that. We got some more. I think we got some Dunwich and or Mountains of Madness coming up as well, so stay tuned for that. It's a lot of fun. I love the Halloween show. Anyway, let's play. It wouldn't be a Halloween episode if you didn't play Robert Johnson at some point, right, boys and girls? By the way, this is WRAR. This is 97.3. This is the Friday Breakfast Blend. I'm Phil. Good morning. Thanks to all you listeners out there, online and beyond. So let's continue the creepage. This is Robert Johnson, Crossroad Blues.
Church in the country not long ago. A prayer was led by an old country preacher who then raised his hands as everyone stood and sang, "My God is real." A warm breeze through the open windows brought in the smell of new mown hay in a nearby field, and the singing of birds could be heard in the moment of silence as the preacher opened his Bible to read. And then a little old man stood up, bent with age, his hair thin and white, and said, "Preacher, tell them that Satan is real too. You can hear him in songs that give praise to idols and sinful things of this world. You can see him in the destruction of homes torn apart. I know that Satan is real, for once I had a happy home. I was loved and respected by my family. I was looked upon as a leader in my community. And then Satan came into my life. I grew selfish and unneighborly. My friends turned against me. And finally, my home was broken apart. My children took their paths into a world of sin. Yes, preacher, it's sweet to know that God is real and to know that in Him all things are possible. And we know that heaven is a real place where joys shall never end. But sinner friend, if you're here today, Satan is real too. And hell is a real place, a place of everlasting punishment. Satan is real, working in spirit. You can see him and hear him in this world every day. Satan is real, working with power. He can tempt you and lead you astray. Thank you.
on the end of an eyedropper sucked him in. Now Skinny never knew any questions. Skinny never looked at lights. But Skinny sold something every single night. Suction cup and a knife. Skinny found a Hello Dolly record in the hall. He sold it to a truck driver in the fall.
Ah! Jim Gibson's head on the tree.
I have no idea who Jim Gibson is, but we'll take his word for it. This is WRARLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet, 7 o'clock, as well as home of Friday Breakfast Blend Lovecraft Edition. That was Vampire Hookers by Show Business Giants. For that was Hello Skinny by The Residents. I know, creepy. And then we heard Scratch Acid in there doing Ella Spectro. Nosferatu Man was in there by Slint. Satan is Real by the Leuven Brothers. Very creepy stuff from 56. The album cover is the scariest thing on the planet. One of the scariest things. And we started with Crossroad Blues by Robert Johnson. So we've gone full evil. Now it's time for a little Dunwich horror action, I think. There's something crawling naked in the pine. Not sure what it is. I saw it this morning. Kent 3. The Pines.
Will carry. It's not alright, it's scary. The organ
About 2 in the morning, the household at Elmer Fry's awoke.
Elmer. Elmer, wake up. The dogs are barking. Get up. Do you smell that?
Yes, Selena, I smell it.
Sally Sawyer said her boy Chauncey...
Hush, woman. Listen.
All I hear is the dog.
You hear that? It sounds like water or waves. I'll light the lantern.
I hear it. Elmer, something's wrong. I'm calling the Corys for help. What is it?
It's in the bar.
Mommy, we're scared.
Oh, honey, darling, shh, no. Ain't nothing to be... Put that light out. Quiet, everyone.
The Fries, huddled together in the sitting room, did not dare to move until the last echoes died away far down in Cold Spring Glen. As the sun rose, Selena Fry telephoned to spread what news she could of the second phase of the horror. The next day, all the countryside was in a panic. Cowed, uncommunicative groups came and went where the fiendish thing had occurred. 2 titan swaths of destruction stretched from the glen to the Fry farmyard. Monstrous prints covered the bare patches of ground, and one side of the old red barn had completely caved in.
Zebulon, I found another piece over here. Reckon it was a hindquarter. Bones are all busted up.
That's still only a quarter of the herd accounted for, Earl.
Who's shooting?
Elmer. His cows that survived got to be put down. Mad with fear.
Hell of a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should phone outside for help. Aylesbury or Arkham.
Ain't no use. Who's gonna believe this? Outsiders never want to believe what Dunwich really is.
What do we do?
There's a reason our people once chanted in the great stone circles on the hilltops.
What did we chant?
Damned if I know.
Explorers noted a set of the monstrous tracks in the road skirting Sentinel Hill. As before, the sides of the road showed a bruising indicative of the blasphemously stupendous bulk of the horror. The tracks seemed to suggest a passage in 2 directions, as if the moving mountain had come from Cold Spring Glen and returned to it along the same path. At the base of the hill, a 30-foot swath of crushed shrubbery saplings led steeply upwards, and the seekers gasped when they saw that not even the most perpendicular places provide any impediment. Whatever the horror was, it could scale a sheer stony cliff. As the investigators climbed round to the hill's summit by safer routes, they saw that the trail ended, or rather reversed, there.
You reckon the thing climbed up here and then just turned round and went back to the glen where it come from?
Hey, it looks that way to me. You see that table-like stone? On May, Eve, and Hallowmas, that's where the Wheatleys would come up to chant their hellish rituals.
Come on.
A rumbling sound seemed brewing beneath the hills, mixed strangely with a concordant rumbling which clearly came from the sky.
Yeah, all three of them is chanting now. They all are putting their arms up and down together.
The change in the quality of the daylight increased, and the crowd gazed about the horizon in wonder. A purplish darkness, born of nothing more than a spectral deepening of the sky's blue, pressed down upon the rumbling hills. Then the lightning flashed again, somewhat brighter than before, and the crowd fancied that it had showed a certain mistiness around the altar stone on the distant height. The men of Dunwich braced themselves tensely against some imponderable menace with which the atmosphere seemed surcharged.
Do you hear that?
Sounds like something's talking.
It's that thing.
The speaking impulse of the bizarre sound seemed to falter here as if some frightful psychic struggle were going on. Henry Wheeler strained his eye at the telescope, but saw only the three grotesquely silhouetted human figures on the peak, all moving their arms furiously in strange gestures as their incantation drew near its culmination. From what black wells of acherontic fear or feeling, from what unplumbed gulfs of extra-cosmic consciousness or obscure, long-latent heredity were those half-articulate thunder-croakings drawn? Presently, they began to gather renewed force and coherence as they grew in stark, utter, ultimate frenzy. But that was all. The pallid group in the road, still reeling at the indisputably English syllables that had poured thickly and thunderously down from the frantic vacancy beside that shocking altar stone, were never to hear such syllables again. Instead, they jumped violently at the terrific report which seemed to rend the hills, the deafening cataclysmic peal whose source, be it in earth or sky, no hearer was ever able to place. A single lightning bolt shot from the purple zenith to the altar stone, and a great tidal wave of viewless force and indescribable stench swept down from the hill to all the countryside. Trees, grass, and underbrush were whipped into a fury, and the frightened crowd at the mountain's base, weakened by the lethal fetter that seemed about to asphyxiate them, were almost hurled off their feet. Green grass and foliage wilted to a curious sickly yellow-gray, and over field and forest were scattered the bodies of dead whippoorwills. The stench left quickly, but the vegetation never came right again. To this day, there is something queer and unholy about the growths on and around that fearsome hill.
You want to go there, don't you? WRARLP 97.3. This is Friday Breakfast, and what's up? That was Steel Pole Bathtub doing You Know Who, Black Sabbath, and Paranoid. Which maybe you're getting a little creeped out by my show. I hope so. I mean, a little more than normal creep out, right, when you listen. Before that was House on Haunted Hill, and then we started with the Pines, but all in between there was some, the devil sounds of the Dunwich Horror. So I hope the radio program there, I hope you enjoyed that. I certainly do. It's kind of like a balance between horror and goofiness. Coming up at 8 is Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. An exhibition of rarely seen firsthand drawings that document the Civil War were open at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts on January 15th, 2011. These unique sketches, once thought to have been lost, will be on view until April 3rd, 2011. The exhibition is drawn from the Becker Collection, which consists of more than 650 original drawings. This is the nation's largest private collection of Civil War drawings, second only in scale to that of the Library of Congress. Admission to this exhibit is free. For additional information, telephone 804-340-1400 or visit vmfa.museum. More creepiness? Certainly. Let's do Radio Birdman and their honor or homage to Edgar Allan Poe and Descent into Maelstrom.
Yeah. down, turn down.
Has an eye on his ankle and lives in a horrible place. He wants all your money, he's never at all funny. He wants to remove your face. And you might be thinking what a romp this is, but wait till you meet his accomplices. When you see Count Olaf, you're suddenly full of disgust and despair and dismay. In the whole of the soul of Count Olaf, there's no love. When you see Count Olaf, count to zero, then scream and run away. Scream, scream, scream and run away. Run, 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 run. Or die, 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 die. Acting true. The goal of Count Olaf is getting control of the fortunes of urchins and orphans. Hooray. I mean horrors, Count Olaf is no laughing matter. When you see Count Olaf, count to zero, then scream and run away.
The WRAR Community Calendar for the week of October 25th. I'm Mitchell. Maine Art Gallery is pleased to announce our upcoming show, Paintings from the New Studio, featuring recent work by Vaughn Whitney Garland. The show will be open for viewing from November 5th through the 27th, with an opening reception Friday, November 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. For more info, call 804-355-6151. On Saturday, November 13th, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., there will be a Dia de los Muertos Food and Craft Festival. It will be a free all-day festival of live music, performance, and workshops. For more info, visit gallery5arts.org. On October 29th, Disney's Alice in Wonderland will play from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Dogwood Dell as part of Richmond's Movies and Parks series. For more info, call 804-646-3998. On October 27th, from 7:30 to 9:30 at the Camp Concert Hall in U of R, each year the SF Jazz Collective focuses on one jazz master by arranging famous compositions to its complement of instruments, delving deeply into their muse and adding to the body of work with original compositions inspired by their rich history. This season, the collective puts its focus on Harris Silver of the Jazz Messengers. For more info, call 804-299-8980. This has been the WRAR Community Calendar for the week of October 25th. Please send your events to WRARCommunityCalendar@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
the center of your brain.
Thank you.
Mexican vampire right there. Yes! That was GIF Liquid Brains. Man, whew, that band's really awesome. I'm waiting for another one. What's going on? And then before that was Giant Size Baby Thing by Bow Wow Wow. Yes, I know. Excellent. And then Eyeball in My Martini by The Cramps, one of my favorite decorative. Sorry, so they're recording in the next room over there, like stuff. And I guess I'm being too loud. Sorry, they had to shut both doors, and I'm sweating for you guys. I'm sweating Halloween blood right now for you. Before the community calendar was Scream and Run Away by the Gothic Archies. And then we heard The Breeders, Hellhound, and we started with Radio Birdman, Descent into the Maelstrom. Join WRAR volunteers and donors for a bite to eat during our fall fun drive. Enjoy the delicious generosity of Richmond businesses such as Millie's, offering a changing chalkboard menu with fresh ingredients, and Cuba Cuba, serving large portions of authentic Cuban food. Come by WRAR Studio, 1621 West Broad Street, for lunch or dinner during the fall fun drive, Friday, October 29th through Sunday, November 7th. Support WRAR. It's delicious for the rest of us. And yes, that's right. This afternoon, starting at 5 o'clock with Bill Lupoletti and Global Agogo, we are starting our fall fun drive. So next week, when you hear me, save your checks and money. And if you haven't donated by then, please donate. It'll be great. We'll have a good time next week. I'm going to be mic managing till about 11 o'clock next week, too. But tonight, starting at 5 o'clock, I believe Bill Lupoletti and Global Agogo is going to have a band Rattlemouth on. So definitely dig deep this time around, right? Okay, let's keep going. Zombie theme. I'm still debating whether or not I'm going to play some more Lovecraftian radio drama. I'm not sure. It's almost 8 o'clock when Democracy Now! Comes on, but I'll just shut up now. Here is some fashion zombie nonsense. Aquabats.
We'll be right back. god, she told it. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
WRAR. Thanks for the call, Alex. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. I know, everybody wants to hear Dead Kennedys Halloween, but I've not edited the last, like, 30 seconds for your listening FCC safe pleasure. Darn that FCC. Anyway, you can check out my playlist as I post it at WRAR.org. Coming to 8 o'clock, Democracy Now! But to satiate the need for some old school punk rock, I got the Misfits coming up and Return of the Fly in honor of Vincent Price, wherever his bones may lie. Okay, see you guys later. This has been the Halloween edition. It'll be up on WRAR.org later on for some podcasting for the weekend of pure scare pleasure. Later!
Yeah.
WRARLP 985.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
We've always acknowledged that reconciliation has to be a part of the solution, ultimately, in Afghanistan. And